Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
For those of you who it might have escaped, Thursday this week was Australia Day.
Throw a snag on the Barbie Day.
That's right, and it's important for a lot of reasons, but it recognises a lot of Australians that have contributed to the society that we really do love, hasn't it?
Indeed. And our next guest is somebody who's made a very big impact for a young person. Last year he made history by becoming the first South Australian to show a collection at Paris Fashion Week.
Yes.
He started his fashion label at just 17 years of age, and on Thursday he was named the Young Australian of the Year. Paul Vassilev, good morning.
Hello guys, how are you going? Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on the nod, first of all.
Thank you very much.
Were you surprised?
Very much so. I really didn't expect it. And I think if you watch the video footage of me getting called out, you can see that.
Yeah, you can't fake those things, Paul, can you?
Yeah.
Not that I've ever been Young Australian of the Year. Congratulations. I see that you've dressed the Kardashians. How the hell does one do that? I mean, every time I see them, they've got their kit off.
So, and you need a bit of material at the rear.
Yeah,
too.
So it's nasty. So
please don't be unkind.
So well done, but Paul, people around Australia, when you got this award, are just starting to find out who you are and learn about you. People that didn't know you before, is that a good feeling? How does that feel when the rest of Australia go, well, who is this guy? What's he about? And they learn a bit more about you. Do you like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really wonderful because, I mean, it's interesting, when we did our showing in Paris, the Australian media, we had a PR that was looking after us, and she found that when she was contacting people within Australia, not many people knew who we were. I mean, obviously within fashion circles, yes, people knew our name, but the broader community didn't. But then when speaking with people overseas, they knew us. So it was interesting to see how we had more of a presence internationally than what we do nationally. So it's really nice to, get the brand out there, but also the message out there as well.
Yeah.
Because with this award, I really hope that I can tell my story to people. And because, there's a lot of young people out there that, I guess, like me, have a passion and really want to follow that passion, but don't necessarily always have the opportunity to do so or the encouragement to do so.
Paul,
You
just said you want to now to be able to tell your story. I'm going to give you a forum. Go ahead, tell us your story, how you came to be a successful fashion designer at a young age. You started a studio at 17. I was listening to an interview I think you did yesterday on Radio National where you were talking about the very first dress you made, which was, I think, was for someone's school formal. Tell us how you got to this point at such a young age.
Well, I mean, from as early as three, I was making things out of wrapping paper and newspaper. And I've just always loved drawing and I've loved creating things. And when I was around 11 was when I made my first proper dress for a friend. And then from there, another friend saw it and wanted one as well, and so it just kind of snowballed from there. And from that point, I kind of said, I really would love to start my own brand and be, like a Dior or Chanel or something like that. And obviously people's reaction to that is, well, that's not going to really be possible. And most people probably thought that I was crazy, particularly coming from Adelaide, where it's not, we're not really really known for our fashion.
Hardly the home of haute couture.
Paul, we're in a sport loving country too. We've seen a lot of people with sport get gongs. It must be terrific that somebody from an industry that we haven't been talking enough about, and from your industry, to be getting a gong. I mean, we've had a lot of sport, we've had a lot of lobbyists, we've had a lot of different sort of people like that. The usual kind of people that have been getting these gongs. We had a man who helped a quadriplegic walk, and we've had a young fashion designer. We've stepped outside the box a little bit, thank heavens.
Yeah, no, it's been really wonderful because apparently in the 57-year history of the Australian of the Year Awards, I'm the first fashion designer.
Wow. It's surprising, thinking of Lisa Ho and Alex Perry and some of those that have gone before you. Really it's a surprise. Paul, you mentioned
amazing things.
Mentioned growing up in Adelaide. I imagine that not a lot of young men in your school were designing dresses for their colleagues. Did you cop any stigma or bullying or anything because what you were doing was not what boys normally do?
You know, it's interesting. I have to say I was always or have always been very fortunate that I've had a lot of support from friends and community. And, you know, I went to an all-boys school for high school. And there's so much support. I mean, pretty much my majority of my year level came to my first fashion show. So I have been very, very blessed. But I know that that's not the case for a lot of people. And obviously you are going to get comments here and there, but I think being I'm quite a strong person, and being able to look back and go, well, you know, where's that comment coming from, and why is that comment coming towards me? And generally, you realise that it's because they've got, you know, issues with themselves or they're.
Yeah, well, you shoved it back to them this week, mate.
Yeah.
You stuck it fair up them.
this vulgar circus that is either side of me is getting out of hand. Paul, what does this mean for your brand, for Paolo Sebastian? Does it mean, and I think Justin alluded to this, now that we're starting to talk about you and what you do and that recognition in Australia might come, will you remain in Adelaide, or is there a plan to go to Paris, Milan, you know, New York, one of those fashion capitals, and open shop, if you will?
Well, we actually manufacture everything, because we do couture, everything in-house in Adelaide in our studio, and that's something that I'm most proud of doing, because we employ, you know, local people, and that's something that's really important to me. And since I started, that was my main goal, to remain here in Adelaide. So I definitely intend to continue to remain here. But that's not to say that we can't also, as we have been doing, take our dresses internationally and, you know, stocking. We're already stocking lots of boutiques around the world. And, you know, we do trips like the Paris trip and things like that. So I think it goes to show that just because of your location, and this is for anyone that wants to start a business or make something, fortunately, with the way the world is today, it really doesn't matter where you are as long as you have Wi-Fi, I guess. And I honestly don't know what it means for the brands. I mean, it's hard to imagine what this award can really do, because
I think you're about to be pleasantly surprised.
I mean, because just speaking with some of the other finalists from previous years, and then talking about, you know, how it's transformed their business or their lives or their doing, and so who knows really what the future holds? But I'm really excited and incredibly grateful.
Paul, we've just got one of the text messages we've got about this discussion. There's more to life than the economy and politics, a great achievement. And I think that sort of echoes a lot of the feedback
we've got.
So, mate, heartiest congratulations. It's wonderful that you are the first designer to receive this award. And it's good to see the creative arts are being recognised in this way. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. And thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.